It's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. Congratulations to the latest winner of the Impossible Question.
Scott Burton from Flaherty. He got the answer right. 40% of people have done this at work. What is it? Adjust the thermostat.
And in some places, that actually is in the handbook. You're not allowed to do that.
And they have it locked with a key. Don't touch.
And that's when you take a paper clip and you bend it out straight.
Don't give away the secrets.
And you reach up. Well,
they're locked for a reason.
Ours aren't locked. I'm trying to help people.
What, you're trying to help people when their boss says, don't do this?
It's not a crime.
Well, maybe it is
so
in
some
workplaces. So
you straighten out the paperclip, and you reach up in there, and you can adjust the little slide real careful through the little slits that are in there that allow the temperature to get into the thermostat.
All right, bosses, I'm sorry that Brian Walker just told the secret.
I didn't teach people how to drink at work. I just taught them how to adjust the thermostat.
I'm just telling you how to do this, so... All right, I'm changing the subject now. Okay, do you like broccoli?
I love broccoli.
I just learned something today that broccoli is not...
No, like, it's not natural.
No. It's man-made. Yeah. How did I never know this until I was 43?
But you were this many years old,
yeah.
however that phrase is.
It's created... Okay, this says by carefully breeding wild kale that had the right traits.
Right.
So, I don't even know what question to ask. How did they figure out that's what they were going to get?
It's like anything else. You have a desired end result. You're like, we want to get to this. So what we're going to do is it's like getting animals, you know, getting a dog to be a certain way.
Yeah,
or a cat to be a certain way.
But at what point did you dream up, or whoever it was, dream up, I want broccoli. I want it to look like this, because it's such an odd looking, like, vegetable. I don't even know what to compare it to.
All right, so then this makes it even weirder. There's two more points to go along with this. There's a hybrid of broccoli, which is already not a natural thing, where they hybridize that with cauliflower, and it's called broccoliflower.
Okay, I've heard of that, but I don't think I've ever seen it.
I've eaten it. It's actually a really interesting thing, and there's no better vegetable in the world for dipping in ranch dressing. Broccoli is great in ranch dressing, so is cauliflower, but you get some broccoliflower, dip that in ranch dressing.
That'd be hard to say.
It is amazing. Also, I haven't looked this up to verify this, but somewhere when deep in the recesses of Brian's big use of stupid information he can't let go of, I am pretty sure the broccoli family that own the rights to the James Bond movies are the people who hybridized and made broccoli to begin with.
What?
And that none of us are pronouncing it right. Because they are the ones who invented it, and they pronounce their name broccoli, and it's spelled the same
way. I'm not going to change the way I say broccoli. Now, why couldn't they have figured out a way to get rid of the little broccoli worms? When you grow broccoli, there's little green worms. And I do not grow broccoli when we do a garden, because my in-laws have grown broccoli. And my mother-in-law, like Gary said growing up, that if his mom would not eat the broccoli, then he knew it was from the garden, because she wouldn't eat it, because she would cook it and then the worms would come up. Mm-mm. No, thank you.
Okay, I'm a little scared now and a little triggered.
Mm-hmm.
Can we just go back to talking about James Bond? And the
broccoli
family?
There's a lot with broccoli here.
It's your Broccoli Morning Show with Brian and Tricia. All your broccoli facts and favorites. Keeping it
no
interesting.
No worms. Yeah. No worms.
I don't want no worms.